some of the biggest things and some of the biggest inconveniences, some of the biggest things where I said I didn't ask for this, I need it. Like, God got glory. God got glory and I got strength.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back to the More Purpose Podcast,
where we talk everything from faith to finances.
I'm your host, Clarence.
And your co-host, Marlon.
And we are back with another video. As y'all can see, we keeping a habit up of changing the sets for y'all, keeping it interesting, keep it in a way to keep y'all attention, you know what I'm saying? We want to switch it up this year.
It's a nice set, too.
And now this thing is hard. Hey, shout out to Capri for hit, like, you know what I'm saying, linking us up with the set and everything. Y'all go book her, book them, gather, all
you
them.
Feel me?
Not me. But
I love books, so this is already a pleasing to my eye. I was already looking over here.
What you reading right now? What you reading?
Right now.
What you reading?
For backstory and for context, my dad always says, any leader, if my dad, so we have a thing at our church because my dad is our pastor. He says, if I walk up to you and you're a leader of the church, I should be able to say, what book are you reading? You should be able to tell me you're in a book right now. So CL's asking me what book I'm reading. Currently, I am reading God's Plan for Finances.
Okay.
And I'm reading Ego is the Enemy.
That sounds good.
Yeah. You got to have two. You got to have a spiritual book. Then you want to get a book for your weaknesses.
Hello. So to say that, right now I'm reading Damage Will Not Destroy by Michael Todd. Great book, by the way. Go cop that. And I'm rereading Atomic Habits again because I feel like it's different. That. Habits that I have to build back up or different systems I need to learn to implement into my life now.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm reading right now. But before we get sidetracked, today's episode, well, one, we're back.
Glad to be back. Listen.
But today's episode, we're going to tap into the topic of I didn't ask for this. Mm-hmm. And with tapping into this topic, it's a lot of things that in life that we don't ask for, but God just somehow finds a way to let it happen.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's always for the better of his kingdom and for his glory. So different things that we may go through in life, we may ask God, why me? Or why does that have to happen? Or why, you know what I'm saying? And so on and so forth. But it's like, at the end of the day, God has a purpose for everything. Mm-hmm. And I just want us to tap into that today because a lot of people that are in that same situation of, I didn't ask for this. And for us personally, with us being young in ministry, I feel like that's one of the bigger questions for most people that's like youth in the ministry and everything and with the calling they have, because with that calling comes the mindset of how you have to shift and mature in a faster way, kind of. So it's like different things that our friends can do, we can't really do no more, or different things that the world does, we can't really associate ourselves with because we serve a king, we serve a God that's above all else, and he wants to separate from the world so we can live for him. And doing that, we have to basically sacrifice our flesh daily and fight off the different temptations of the world. Mm-hmm. And with that comes different things as far as like losing friends, losing the old you, different things you used to do, different vices, whatever it is, like sacrificing all those things to really put a smile on God's face.
Yeah.
And we just want to tap into that today. So are y'all ready? Get your pen and pencil for whatever you're going through. I hope we touch on it in some type of way because it's a lot of things that you did not ask for.
Yeah.
A lot of things that we didn't ask for, but we here. So
facts.
God's amazing. So I actually want to transition. I kind of talk about something else.
Do whatever you
off camera.
Yeah, we can.
But I would low key want to tap into. We can start off with family scenarios.
Okay.
Because a lot of people don't really ask for what happened, like what goes on with their family. So say if it's a divorce, if it's a new sibling, like for the people that's like, for people that's only child, imagine you get all the attention in the world from your parents, and your parents all of a sudden have another child.
Yeah.
Like the mindset shift you have to have of, dang, I don't get the same attention no more from my parents. You know. And it's like, I didn't ask for this. Yeah. Or if a divorce happens in your family, the trauma that comes with divorce or the bad habits you start taking on because of divorce or because one parent may not be in the household, et cetera, like, what's something that you didn't ask for in your personal life?
As far as family?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. I mean, divorce. Yeah. Divorce is probably something I didn't ask for, but no kid asked for that, you know? But I think as you mature, you definitely start to see things from a different perspective.
For sure.
When you're a kid, you just want your parents to be together.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. You think life is over.
Facts.
The world's ending. Your parents get divorced. You think the world's ending, but the world's not ending
at all.
So yeah, I think as I got older, the more I matured is the more I was able to see it from a mature perspective is that I still have my parents. I still have my mom. I still have my dad. And I'm still me. They both still care about me. They both still are functioning in my life. So that's a blessing in itself. But
as
a kid, that is definitely something that's like, oh, yeah, I definitely didn't ask for this. I want my parents to be together. You know, you watch black TV, like, okay, happy family.
Happy family. For sure.
But your family can still be happy after divorce.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And that's, I wanted to bring that up because, you know, we just had a conversation with Dad the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how it's still some underlying things that we may unintentionally be dealing with because of the divorce and everything that we may not realize or recognize. And that's why I've been reading Damage Will Not Destroy, because it's been like giving me revelation on different things that I've still been holding grudges with or still been dealing with unintentionally or not knowing that. My friend from our episode, we were talking about like scars and wounds and everything, like different things I'm still wounded by that I didn't realize was still wounds. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're not healed yet.
Yeah.
So going from that aspect, I want to figure out a way that we can change the mindset from why me or I didn't ask for this to God, I know this is all happening. How can I change my mindset into God, thank you for choosing us, basically. Or God, thank you for allowing us to go through this so we can do something better for your life, for your kingdom, for your glory.
So I think first, as a believer, you have to come to grips with God is sovereign. You know what I'm saying? Meaning he's in control. So even because one, the devil will send different things. I'm not saying everything is sent by God. Mm-hmm. The devil will send different things, but you have to realize with God being sovereign, the devil's not sovereign. So meaning whatever comes into your life, God had it came by God's desk. He approved of it. He said, okay. He passed it on. Mm-hmm. So meaning God has approved every single thing that has happened in your life. So you have to keep that in mind with bad stuff, with good stuff, with inconvenient things, with traumatic things, is that God saw it. He checked it over and he counted it as good. Mm-hmm. And he says, of course, in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I always say that you don't get to choose what all things are. Yeah. You know, in church, we like to quote that verse. That's one of our favorite verses. All things work together. But what happens when that all thing is traumatic? What happens when that all things is painful? What happens when that all things is something subtracting from your life or something being removed from your life, you know? And when it's not convenient for you, we don't want to quote that verse no more. Mm-hmm. But it says all things, and you don't get to choose what that all things is. So just knowing that God is sovereign, knowing that he can use every single thing, every single season, use every single trial, use every single trauma for a purpose as one ingredient just to make this big cake. Like, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So you got to know he's sovereign.
I like how you said it's not going to always be convenient.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing. That's probably one of the biggest mountains we have to climb over. Like, what's in God's will not always be pleasing to you or will not always make you feel good or will not always put a smile on your face. Yeah. Like, sometimes what hurts is actually needed for you to grow into where you need to get to or push you in the direction you need to go to.
Yes.
Because if you stay comfortable, you'll never move.
Yeah.
So switching out of, you have the scripture?
Yeah, because I love what you said about what is hurting you may be like, you know what I'm saying, aligning you. And then we always say alignment hurts. We always talk about that. It's a verse, I believe it's Psalms 119. And David says, and again, like we said with the divorce, I said, as I grew mature, as I got older, I started to see it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I believe that as you mature in spirituality and your relationship with God, you start to see different things differently than how you did when you were an immature Christian.
Yeah.
So at first you would complain about different things, but as you get older, you start to see, okay, some of these things are like, I needed that, you know, it's alignment. I can't find it right now, but David, he said, it was good that I suffered or it was good that I was afflicted. Mm-hmm. When you first read that, you probably ask yourself like, Who in a right mind, and you can use whatever you want. You can say whatever affliction it was for you specifically. Mm-hmm. It was good that this happened. It was good that my mother passed away. It was good that we broke up. It was good that I lost that job. David literally said it was good that I was afflicted. It was good that I suffered because it taught me to learn your decrees. It taught me to follow in the right path. So certain things that come our way that may not be convenient, but like you said, it gets us on the right track. It gets us on the right path. So a lot of times now, as I'm getting older, as I'm maturing, stuff happens in my life, even if it doesn't feel good, I always look back and I always say, hey, I needed that. Like,
bro, every time.
One way or another, whether it was my fault, whether it wasn't my fault, because some things come on you that are your fault. Mm-hmm. Some things are beyond your control. Mm-hmm. But you must have the same posture in all of them.
Every single time.
If it was my fault, I still got the same posture. All things can still work together. I need this for the moment. Pruning, discipline, chastisement, all of it is just because God loves me enough. He wants to get me in the right form. He wants me to be more like him. And even if it's something that you didn't ask for, you got to realize like he's still going to use that.
Bro, I like how you said that too, because in Hebrews 12, it talks about like when God disciplines us, because again, alignment hurts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes God has to check us to be like, yo, you're going the wrong direction or you're doing the wrong thing, like tighten up. And Hebrews 12 and 5 and 6 says, my child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline and don't give up when he corrects you.
Yeah.
Verse 6, for the Lord disciplines those he loves and he punishes each one he accepts as his child. And I wrote down, his discipline is his grace.
Yes.
But it's also his sign of love to us, because if you don't, why correct somebody that you don't love?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why not want better for the person if you don't love them and everything, if you don't want what's best for them? So we're going to get corrected because God wants what's best for us.
Yeah.
And for us to be able to accept that, though, we have to understand that God knows, he's all-knowing, that he knows what's best for us. He knows what path we need to be on.
Yeah.
And he'll never steer us in the wrong direction.
And I love that verse, because if you actually sit and think about it, parents, when they discipline us, it's really because they love us.
Yes.
And because they want the best for us and they want to see the best version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if you're not being disciplined by the Lord, if you're not being chastised, or that verse even says punished.
Yeah.
Punishment sounds like it hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not, that's a problem, because now you should question,
yeah, like,
whose arms am I in? You feel me? Like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing. So when things happen now, I have the perspective of God loves me, you know? Like, he wouldn't let me just keep going and he not punish me, or he not like, hold on, you're going the wrong way.
Crazy, because verse 11 says, no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterwards there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way.
Trained in this way. Yeah. Hey, look, this is crazy though, because I found a verse, 119, and it kind of goes with the verse you're reading right now. Mm-hmm. This is the same chapter that David said it was good, I was afflicted. Starts at verse 67. Listen to what he says, bro. This NLT. Again, this is Psalms 119, verse 67. David said, I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word. First, we could stop right there. Like, I used to wander off. Like, that's a lot of us. We used to wander off until we were disciplined. We do our own thing. We out here just floating around. It's like, okay, until I got disciplined is the way, okay, now I know this is where I need to be. This is where I need to go. So again, it says, I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word. You are good and do only good. Teach me your decrees. Arrogant people smear me with lies, but in truth, I obey your commandments with all my heart. Their hearts are dull and stupid, but I delight in your instructions. Verse 71, my suffering was good for me, for it taught me to pay attention to your decrees. Your instructions are more valuable to me than millions in gold and silver. So you will never value the instructions that God has given you until you actually are disciplined, until you are actually suffering and in those moments of affliction. Mm-hmm. Like, for, you know, you're maturing when you're going through something and you're like, this is good for me, before you even see it was good.
Not facts.
Because a lot of people have to come out of something first for them to see that was good for me. Mm-hmm. But when you could be in the middle of a storm and say, hey, this is good for me,
yeah,
you realize you are going new heights spiritually. Like, you are growing and maturing in your spiritual walk.
That actually is a great perspective.
Yeah.
Because you really, I feel like once you get to that point, you'll never really have the mindset of why me, in a way.
Because
it's more like a, like how James says, like, your faith and your faith is basically being built up, your endurance is being built up. And in the aspect, when you're going through storms, you'll always have the mindset of, all right, how does this make me better?
Yeah.
Or how am I growing from this? Like, how is this making me stronger in a way? Like, same thing with reps. Like, when you lift the weights and everything, it may hurt when you get to a certain level of reps, but then after a while, your muscles build back up after they tear, and you get stronger and everything.
Yeah.
So it's basically the same thing. It's like you're building your reps in.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem, because most people don't want to feel the hurt
or
feel that pain of chastisement or discipline. Mm-hmm. You think back to whippings. Like, whippings hurt.
Okay.
But right after we got our whippings, we'd be right back running back to our parents and we're like, you trying to love on them. You trying to be sweet and everything now. Like, no, it's just all for your good. And I just feel like most people try to avoid it. They try to avoid the punishment instead of running right through it. And I think, mainly because of the pain, mainly because of the punishment, mainly because of the way that it feels. So we try to avoid these different things that are non-avoidable, not realizing that on the things, on the other side of the things we're trying to avoid is strength, is new strength. On the other side of the things that we are trying to avoid is new wisdom, is new revelation, is new, all these different new things, but you got to go through first. You have to go through. You can't go around.
You got to.
Yeah.
And right now, recently in my life, what I've been going through is the aspect of, like, relating it back to our episode with Sierra, when we was talking about, like, being young and being called and basically picking up the phone to the assignment, what God's calling us to do and everything. Like, my life is basically in a way of, it was like a sense of peace afterwards, but it felt like God finally, like, helped me close a chapter in my life of the old me, if you know what I'm saying, like, in a way of me being fine with not being outside no more, me not being in certain public events, it's like certain things like that, or hanging with certain people and everything, because it's not meant for me to hang with them no more. It's not meant for me to be in those certain environments no more. It was like my last kumbaya. It was like a last, like, hey, YOLO, like, love. Like, y'all be safe. And we had good times, but it's time for me to move forward type thing. And when experiencing that, I realized how different sceneries, like, the more you're in your word, the more God would just not to taste out your mouth for certain things that's just not like him or what's not called for you to be in no more. And different sceneries would be like, yo, you know, I'm not feeling this. Like, it's not for me no more.
Yeah.
Or, like, how you used to party in college and now you don't even want to go nowhere near a party. It's like you can just have a sense of growth.
Yeah.
And in that aspect, though, I had the mindset of, I ain't asked for this microscope.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't asked for thousands of people to always know my face or to know where I'm at or know what I'm doing, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's accountability, because of where our assignment is, it's bigger than us. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many people called to our lives to our voices and to what we're doing, we have to always make sure that our lifestyle reflects what Jesus wants us to reflect.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tap into Hebrews again, Hebrews 12, but it's verses 1 through 3, I think. Hold on. Let me open that thing back up. Yeah, Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, NLT version. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting in him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Verse 3, think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up.
That last part is actually OD. Because people go through it and think they're going through the worst. He literally saying right there, if you're going through, don't look nothing like how Jesus going through did, you need to stop complaining.
Come on now.
That's simple. Humbling.
Simple.
That's actually humbling. Because we complain about so many things, but think about how his punishment was. Like, think about how, like, they say, like, the wounds and stuff, he didn't even look human anymore. Like, that's how bad it was. If you haven't suffered to that point, you can't complain. Yeah, like, bro. You need to realize you still got blessings. You need to realize, like, you know, what you think is so big, what you think is, it hurts so bad. It's like, nah, that ain't nothing. is not nothing.
And, bro, nowhere near anything that Jesus went through.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing, first of all, that we don't have to experience that because he already did it for us.
Yeah.
But it was just making, like, it was like a, I was talking to God, it was like a sense of irritation because it was like, God, I'm not really convicted by this because I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It was more like but at the same time, even though you're not doing anything, you being in this environment is a bad look for my kingdom.
Yeah.
So then what he gave me was more is caught than taught. And I said, yep, there it is.
Like, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
So like people that are new in a Christian lifestyle or that want to get to know God will think that being in certain environments or still doing the same things they used to do back in their day with their old selves before they knew Christ is going to be okay because they see someone like us or a pastor or someone else they may have a certain respect for before doing the same thing that they're doing. They'll always think that it's okay when it's not. So it's like it was a wake-up call for me because it's like, even if I'm not doing anything, like how Dad gives the example of like, you'll be chilling somewhere and someone will be like, hey, what are you doing? But it's not even what it looks like. Yeah. But optics is everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I just had to basically come to God and be like, all right, cool. More is caught and taught, so I understand why.
Yeah.
You discipline us in this way or why we've been called out on these different things, even though me and him already had our one-on-one, just hearing it from other people as well, it's like, dang, like, God, me and you already talked. Yeah. Why is everybody else talking to me too? Like, I ain't asked for this, but at the same time, I understand.
Yeah.
So growing in that aspect. And for the person that's also dealing with that, realize that you're called for more and there's people that's called to your lifestyle. There's people called to your voice and people who are watching your every move. People that you don't even know are watching your every move. So you have to realize that your personal time with God, your devotion time with God, your lifestyle, your actions, everything reflects God. Your life, everything reflects God. So whatever you're doing, if it's not reflecting God, who is it reflecting? If it's not reflecting God, who is it reflecting? And in that aspect, you have to realize that if it's not reflecting God, you may be reflecting the devil.
Mm.
You may be reflecting the world. You may be reflecting your friends that are in sin or that are wilding out and everything. And if you're called to be set apart, if you're called to be a light, why are you putting a shade over the light?
Yeah.
Why are you putting a lamp over the shade? You know, lamp over the shade.
Yeah.
Not you don't understand what I'm saying, though. Like, just walking in the light fully and boldly and not really caring about what anyone else thinks.
Yeah.
But except God.
Mm-hmm. What's up, family? We hope you're enjoying the episode so far. We can't do what we do without your support. So if you feel led to give, we appreciate you for sowing into the vision God gave us to advance the kingdom of God. And we hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
I think, which is crazy because... excuse me. I believe that first we got to realize that God is not just like trying to be a dictator or he's not trying to be somebody just like nagging or picking. Mm-hmm. And with the things that we're not called, with the things that we feel like, oh, we didn't ask for, we have to realize that it may not have been your choice, but it's now your responsibility. Mm-hmm. So you got to realize, okay, like you can't use that as an enablement. You can't use that as an excuse just because you didn't ask for it. You got to think about it. And Jeremiah, he told him, he said, before you was formed in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Yep.
I already like made all of this. I planned all of this before you was even formed. So you don't have a say-so. You don't have a say-so. And you got to realize that God and the boundaries and stuff that he's putting on you and for us and whoever else is listening, the boundaries that he's putting on you is because he's thinking about your future. Yeah. A lot of times we're looking at ourselves from
I'm just Clarence. I'm just Marlon.
Yes, bro.
We're just from Virginia. We're just young, you know what I'm saying? Young, we're just young dudes. Yeah, we have a podcast, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We do a Bible study, but that's it. And we look at ourselves from that point of view, which is true. Yeah. But at the same time, God is like, you know, it's not just this. It's way more than this.
More purpose.
And you're looking at it from a down low point of view, but I'm sovereign. I'm up there. Mm-hmm. I can see everything. I can see your future. I can see your past. I can see your present. So we got to realize that when God is giving us these different convictions and giving us these mm-hmm. certain boundaries, like, hey, you shouldn't go there. Shouldn't hang out with them or whatever it may be. It's like, because he loves us so much. He doesn't want us to trip. He doesn't want us to fall. And he wants us to avoid some of these things that we don't have to go through if we would just listen to him.
Bro, that's good. And then I also want to tap into 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And it says, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say and the way you live and your love, your faith, and your purity.
Yeah.
And then that was NLT. AMP version says, let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example and set a pattern for the believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and in moral purity.
Mm-hmm.
And that blessed me as far as like the aspect of like patterns, like more people are more likely to take your word off of your lifestyle, off of the patterns they see in your lifestyle, off of how they see that you're acting behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like when they see you in the world, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they're more likely to be inclined to respect your word. They're more inclined to respect what you're saying or take heed of what you're saying because they know you live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot. Matter of fact, I was at Caprice Church, Pastor Cedric Rousen's church, and they was on the panel, and one of the panelists was saying how he didn't give his life to Christ until the person that prophesied to him that lived that lifestyle actually taught him, and that's when he took heed to it. Because everybody else that was telling him that you're going to be a pastor, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, he won't listen to me because he's looking like, I know y'all behind the scenes. I know y'all outside of church.
Yeah.
But he said once the person that actually lived that lifestyle said it to him, that's when he took heed to it and actually woke up to his calling.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's powerful because imagine how many people won't move on what God may be saying through other people because of the lifestyle that they're living behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But how much powerful it is when you actually live that lifestyle that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a goal I have now. That's like, God, I want my life to reflect you. That's why I asked you for the song, help me to see you.
Oh, yeah,
can you see me?
Yeah.
Help people to see you through me.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I want. Like, that's all I want. God, for people to see you through me. And this scripture just... Yeah, it blesses me every time.
Listen, you all in our next episode, lukewarm.
Like,
you all in the episode... He already look, he's spazzing already. Now that's real. I forgot what scripture is it. When it talks about how we're like mirrors, we're living epistles, like meaning people can look at our life and they're reading Christ. They should be seeing Christ. So that's definitely that's a fact. Do you think what's something in your life that you feel like I didn't ask for that you have like the responsibility of carrying out now?
Right now. It'll be back to, like, the family aspect of I didn't ask for, like, the trauma that comes from... Not really, like, trauma, but the cuts and wounds I didn't know I had or the grudges I was holding that I didn't know I was holding type thing. But...
It's responsibility.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's responsibility. But then it's also... trying to figure out the best way to articulate it. Like, I didn't ask for wounds to be uncovered that I covered up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't ask to basically realize I only put bandages on wounds that needed actual, like, stitching.
Yeah.
That needed actual, like, surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, in saying that, it's been, like, a project. That's why I'm reading The Damage But Not Destroyed.
Yeah.
I've been just seeking more wise counsel. And me and you both been talking to more, like, leaders and different things like that to soak up game, to figure out different ways to apply stuff to our lives and really grow in the way we need to grow.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I've been experiencing like a whole lot of healing because I've been more transparent about my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Been more transparent of where I am mentally, been talking to our family and everybody more like about what we got going on, how we think, how we feel. And that's been real fulfilling lately because God knows my heart. He knows that all I've been craving is that aspect and that relationship with my family members, with him. And it's been definitely more intentional. I've been more intentional with that.
Yeah.
And my mindset is no more, it's not in the mindset of I didn't ask for it anymore anyway, even though I just said it.
Yeah.
I said I didn't ask for it.
And I think the more you tap into God's presence, regardless of what you're going through, the more you start praying, the more you start reading your word, and the closer you get to him is the more you will stop saying, you know, I didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, again, it's my responsibility. Or I think over time, God starts to conform your heart to whatever it may be, because you may not agree with what he's saying about you, but in the more you get his presence, it's like you realize that whatever God says about you is the best thing, meaning whatever God tells you that you should do, whatever God has called you to do, is the best thing for your life. That's the only thing that's going to bring you fulfillment. That's the only thing that you're going to live a life that brings you joy, brings you purpose, brings you peace and different things like that. So I think the more you just tap into his presence, because when you first start off, you realize, okay, some of these things you're like, okay, I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
But the more over time you start to realize, like, hey, that's what I want. That's mm-hmm. that's where I need to be. This Facts. Is where I should be. Like, God aligned me right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you got to go deeper. You have to go deeper, especially in your walk, because mm-hmm. if you've been saying that like all the time, if you've been saying, I didn't ask for this, I didn't ask for this, I didn't ask for this, God is going to be looking at you like, all right, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
You feel me? Like, okay, somebody else will, or somebody else is asking for something that you keep saying you didn't ask for.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep that in mind as well, that what God has called over your life is specifically for you to do. What God has called over your life is specifically for you to carry out. And with that plan, with that purpose, with that call, is also certain obstacles that was called to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me personally, I'm realizing that exactly what God has called me to do, what's helping me be balanced and be sane, whereas it could look overwhelming when stuff happens and you're like, I didn't ask for this,
mm-hmm.
is to know that everything that I go through, God graced me to go through it.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If you try to pick up something, if I try to pick up what you do without the grace, I'm going to get beat up. Like, no, real talk. Like,
crack.
That's like when people talk about we always have the conversation, like, how do people just wake up and be like, I want to be a preacher? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be graced.
You
got to
be graceful.
That's scary to want to be a preacher and you don't got no grace for that. Like, bro, you going to want to kill yourself. Like, that's, like, real talk. Bro, like, that's scary.
You don't know what to carry?
Yeah, like, nah.
Nah.
And that goes with anything. Like, if God didn't call you to it, that means he didn't grace you for it. Mm-hmm. And when you go without grace, that's a scary place to be, because that means you're just relying on yourself. So you just got to realize that everything that you're going through, everything that you are doing, everything that God is putting in your way, he graced you for it. Even mm-hmm. the obstacles.
Yes.
And that just means that it's light at the end of the tunnel.
Listen, all the obstacles are building blocks towards a greater purpose, a greater life, and a greater mm-hmm. glory for God himself. So, and knowing that, I always look at it in that aspect of, all right, we going through this because maybe it's, because, you know, we want to basically start, for the men that's watching, we're going to start like, getting right with the men's mm-hmm. group and everything and doing our in-person stuff and setting up whatever we have to set up. But in that aspect, like, what we went through with the divorce and everything, mm-hmm. experiencing that, it might be some other guys that might need to hear from us, like, our perspective on it, how we heal from it, all that. So it's like, I don't ever look at it in the way of, God, why did I have to experience mm-hmm. that? Because it might be meant for someone else to hear my perspective on the situation, how I went through the situation, how I went to God about it, how to really give it to God, et cetera, et cetera. Like, there's different ways to go about it. And it's probably thousands of people that need to hear how we go about it
mm-hmm.
or how God has graced us to basically handle it and to articulate it in a way that for whoever's ears is needed for.
And you got to, sometimes I feel like, because this is me personally, a lot of times we don't say it, but we feel like we're smarter than God.
Okay.
And we got to realize that with him being sovereign, that means nothing catches him by surprise. So meaning a divorce didn't catch him by surprise. A family member dying didn't catch him by surprise. You losing a job did not catch him by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
If Adam and Eve sinning didn't even catch him by surprise, what makes you think your small inconvenience is catching him by surprise?
Come on now.
Like, God, you didn't tell me this was happening. He already seen it.
Listen.
He's going through all the papers of our life, and he's like, he's stamping it. Like, I approve. Mm-hmm. I approve. He can handle this. I approve. We always talk about the story of Job, and we talk about how the devil wanted to bother Job. I mean, God brought Job's name up.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so whatever you're going through, God approved, and he graced you to go through it. And now with that, I now, when I see pain or when I think of pain or when I see an obstacle, I automatically think strength.
Yeah.
That's just what I think, because mm-hmm. most people, a regular person, will see an obstacle and they think pain. I see it and I'm like, no, I get stronger on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. The more I tap into this, because that's why James says, look at it as an opportunity to grow. And I think the reason it says that is because when you get into a predicament, right? You get into a predicament, two things can happen, whether it's pain, whether it's trauma. You can go this way, the comfort route. You go to vices, mm-hmm. you can choose the things that make you most comfortable, the things that enable you, the things that are crutches, makes you feel like, poor little me, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that mm-hmm. pities you. Or you can go through obstacles and pain, and you can choose to go the God route. Mm-hmm. Every time you go the God route, you get stronger. Every time you go the God route, you gain endurance. Every time you go the God route, you gain patience. So I feel like sometimes in the trials, we complain so much that we don't realize that we end up going back to this side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of us, thank you, Holy Spirit, a lot of us realize that we have not been growing in our spiritual life,
mm-hmm.
but look at the way you're going through, because there is no growth without suffering.
At all.
There is no growth without suffering. So if you are saying to yourself right now that I don't see any growth in my spiritual maturity, how have you been going through suffering? How have you been going through loss? How have you been going through persecution? How have you been going through trials and tribulations? Because the posture of how you've been going through shows your growth. And those moments are where you grow through. So I have to remind myself, even when I want to go the route that's comfortable, mm-hmm. I have to remind myself that, no, when it feels uncomfortable, when I feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard place, pray more. Yeah. When I feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard place, read more. When I feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard place, I have to keep showing up to God, keep mm-hmm. coming to the altar, keep praying, keep showing up in his presence, because the more I do that, I get strength. That's why he says, in my presence, there is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So the more I keep tapping into him, the more I keep tapping into him, I get joy, I get peace, I get strength, I get everything, because he's the all-sufficient one. And yeah, that's how you go through. That's how you get through. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times we repeat the same cycle by going the other route. The why am I going through this? Yeah. Okay, since I am going through it, I'm just going to drown myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drown myself in whatever your vice mm-hmm. may be, right? And that's what a lot of us do to ourselves. And God's looking at us like, no, this is an opportunity for you to seek me more through this.
Facts.
Some obstacles I approve of because I want you to come to my feet even more. When you don't got nobody to count on, come to me. When you don't got nobody to speak to, come to me. When you're going through and you feel like you can't make it through, why not come to me? Somebody who has went through more than you. And I love that God says, and I'm ranting, but I love that God says, we can now come boldly before the throne of grace, because in this layman terms, but it says everything we went through, Jesus went through, yet he did not sin. That's why we can come boldly before the throne of grace and receive grace. So meaning whatever you're going through right now, Jesus went through lust. He felt it. Mm-hmm. Addiction. He felt all these different things, but he did not sin. So he felt all these different things. He felt pain. He felt suffering. Mm-hmm. He felt every single thing, every emotion, everything we feel. I feel like sometimes it's hard for us to grasp that Thanks. Jesus felt everything, but he felt all of that, yet he did not sin. He was tempted in every way, yet he did not sin. Now we can come to him and ask him for grace, because you can't give me nothing you didn't go through yourself.
Facts.
Right? So now we can ask him for it. So we got to realize that in these moments, this is not nothing that he hasn't went through. This is not nothing that catches him by surprise. This is not nothing that's new to him.
And I like how you said, like, trying to stay in something that's comfortable. Because when you're comfortable, there's no growth. There's no way to basically go farther than that where you're comfortable at. But in discomfort, there's growth. Even though it may be uncomfortable, it may be painful, it may be aligning you in a different way, is growth in it. Because basically, this is something else I didn't ask for. Being a leader as a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't ask to be a leader at all. But it's hard to navigate that when God has maybe a person with such a big heart. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I always want to make sure everybody else is good type thing. But in having that heart posture, it's hard to lead effectively if you're always trying to make sure everyone else is good, but not worrying about what God has given you to do in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Pastor Jeff like last week, and he was telling me how being a leader as a people pleaser, you'll get so caught up in doing the ideas or opinions of what everybody else has for you, and then you'll end up missing out on what God initially had planned for you when he first gave you the vision of what he told you to do.
Yeah.
And when he said that to me, I was like, dang, like, that's crazy. Because in my life, I'll be so caught up in the aspect of, all right, well, what does my family think? What does my friends think? Mm-hmm. All right, what does these people think? Or what do our followers think, like supporters, whoever it is? But it's like, at the end of the day, God gave you the vision. God gave you the instructions. God gave you the assignment to fulfill. It's cool to like seek out wise counsel or opinions and everything and get thoughts. But at the end of the day, what is God telling you to do? Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at now in the aspect of, all right, back to the basics. Like, God, what was the original plan? All right, this is what you painted out. All right, now where can we go from here? Add on to it now. Like, add on. And just going back to what he originally gave us to do as far as the podcast, Bible studies, any events that we're doing, et cetera, because we'll get so caught up in the aspect of just making sure that people are enjoying themselves or they're good, and we'll miss out on the actual ministry opportunity of what God is actually intending to do with more purpose or with our personalized individually. But
crazy word. I feel like you have to be, even though you may not have asked to be a leader, you have to realize, well, you have to be more confident in God. In regards to, like you always say, if he called me to it, you know what I'm saying, he'll qualify me along the way, right? And then you have to, we always talk about Moses, and we talk about how you resemble Moses, and that's a character that you love. You have to realize as well that Moses was just going on about his life.
Listen.
He was just walking, and then a burning bush disappears. Like,
just had to be on
what
fire.
Happens when you're going on about your life, and then God interrupts your whole plans? You know how many people in the Bible that God interrupted their plans? Saul is literally killing Christians. He's walking on the road to Damascus. God blinds him. Like, he drops to the floor. He shows up to Saul. You think Saul wanted to stop what he was doing and go back? Like, yo, God, like, I ain't got time for you right now.
I was dialed in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So God shows up in inconvenient or unconvenient ways for us. I said unconvenient. Is that the right word?
Inconvenient.
Inconvenient. You told me it sounded right. None of us know. Y'all gonna get me in the comments. somebody fact check on that one. Inconvenient is the right word, not inconvenient. I was about to say uncomfortable. But God shows up in those things, and he already knows what you lack in. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we still can't use that as an enablement that I didn't ask to be a leader. We still got to press past the comfort zone of, and both of us are doing it even now, that we're, because with this whole more purpose thing, it's like, okay, it's a whole bunch of, I feel what you're saying, where it's like people are like, y'all have to do this, y'all have to do that. Yeah. Like, start doing
cool
this.
And
people don't really.
It's cool like that.
It's cool like good ideas.
Yeah.
People don't realize, for one, people don't realize how young we are. That's first and foremost.
Yeah, we're second, 21 and 22.
Yeah, yeah. So people don't realize that we have lives. That's first and foremost. And then second of all, people don't realize that we're still learning as we go.
Yeah.
So a lot of things, people are like, you should do this, you should do that. Like, bro, this is new to us too.
Listen.
So we're still trying to push past the barrier of learning different things as we go. Exactly. And because we've always been leaders, but now you're seeing the fruit of people actually counting on you and different things like that. So you just got to be confident in God, knowing that he has qualified us, and then he's still equipping us at the same time, and that we're learning as we go. It's trial and error, bro. Trial and error.
It really is trial and error.
Yeah, trial and error.
And we understand, and we take the calling serious. Like we know exactly like the assignment that God has given us. We've accepted it, and we're walking in it. It's just more so like the growing aspect of it. Since we're young, we just have to grow up faster, like and go through different things in a faster, more like obnoxious way. It's like, dang, like got smacked in the face, left and right, like going out. But at the same time, we're quick on our feet. We learn fast.
I'm thinking about it now because we always say we didn't ask for this or I didn't ask for that, whatever it may be. What would your, like, this is just a rhetorical question, and it's for everybody. What would your life look like if that thing you didn't ask for wasn't there, though? Now that I'm actually sitting here thinking about it, like, I promise you, your life wouldn't be the same. That thing the thing you're complaining about right now, if God removed that thing from your life, the thing that you keep saying, I didn't ask for this, your life probably be totally different. If the divorce didn't happen, we probably wouldn't even be the same people.
I guarantee that for sure.
We probably wouldn't even be doing this. If our parents didn't get divorced, we probably wouldn't be doing this.
I'll be sure.
We wouldn't be doing this. But all seriousness. And we have to actually ask ourselves these things, like, where would I be if this stumbling block wasn't right there?
You know what's even crazier?
What?
Where we are right now is what we pray for, just not in the optics of what we've seen it as.
Mm.
So everything we're doing right now, everything we have right now is exactly what I prayed for. But I seen it in a different way. It wasn't how God was looking at it.
Yeah.
So I seen it as in Sellers Media going to be global. Sellers Media going to do this and make this amount of money. Yeah. So on and so forth. Or Sellers Media going to do this, my own personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, God was like, oh, nah, you're going to do all that.
Yeah.
Media company, all that. You're going to be content creators, all that stuff. That's what you think for Sellers Media? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you think that for right now. But wait till I hit you with this.
Mm-hmm.
More purpose is going to glorify me.
Yeah.
Sellers Media glorifies you.
Yeah.
So that's how we're going to switch it up. But I realized that when I seen that transition, I was like, okay, like, God, you're allowing me to do everything I've already prayed for beforehand.
But it's for his glory.
It's for his glory. Mm-hmm. It's not in the way that I drew it out, but in the way that he's drawing it out.
Yeah.
And I'm just accepting to let him draw, like, I'm letting him write. I'm letting him drive the car. And then the other aspect of that is the what Jonathan Reynolds said in his song. He was like, I realized something when I woke up this morning, what I'm overwhelmed by is exactly what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly what I prayed for.
Yeah.
Like, everything I prayed for, I'm overwhelmed by. But it's because too much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
What you pray for is going to, yeah, you got it. You got what you wanted, but it's going to come with more responsibility.
Yes.
More eyes, more microscope, more opinions, more hate, more distractions, more challenges, more trials, et cetera, et cetera. Like, goes on and on and on. So it's like, you have to realize whatever you're praying for, it's not going to always just be one good thing and that comes out of it and not no, what's the word?
What? Not be no.
No.
What?
It's like consequences and. It's two things. What is it?
I'm trying to think.
Cause and effect.
Repercussions?
It's like cause and effect. It's like I'm trying to figure out the two words that go with it. Dang.
I feel like I know what you're talking about though.
it's like a good and a bad. It's I'm trying to find the two words and I can't find it.
Yeah.
But y'all get what I'm saying? Like every one thing is gonna come with something else behind it. It's like you have to be prepared for that. So if you ask for something, if you be like, God, give me more money, realize it's gonna come with more discipline as far as in your finances. Mm-hmm. Like becoming a better steward.
Yeah.
Not be able to become a better steward without going through the trials of finances and figuring out how to save, all that stuff, how to invest, et cetera, et cetera. Something's going to always require more out of you. You're not going to just get handed anything.
Yeah. Something that stuck out to me when you talked about the Sellers Media more purpose, got another rhetorical question the Holy Spirit gave me, is that what if the thing that you are saying, I didn't ask for this, gives God the most glory? And I feel like that's a lot of things in our lives.
Saul didn't ask to have that encounter on the road to Damascus mm-hmm. to give God the most glory. Mm-hmm. Paul wrote 2/3 of the Bible.
Hello.
Gave God the most glory. Moses didn't ask to have the encounter with God at the burning bush. He led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Gave mm-hmm. God the most glory. You didn't ask to be a leader, but it's giving God the most glory through more purpose. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's like, okay, I didn't ask for this, but maybe God asked for it. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's real.
Maybe God asked for it because it's going to bring him glory. It's going to bring him praise. And honestly, a lot of things in life we didn't ask for, because why would God even just give us something that we prefer to go through? Like, God, give me that trial. I know I can make it through that one. God's like, no, that's a little too easy. That's a little too easy. Let me send you this route. Let me send you this way mm-hmm. so that I can receive the glory. So that's something I've got to ask myself too.
What if God asked for this?
Yeah. Like, what if God asked for this?
It's crazy to think about, because I feel like if you start asking yourself that'll help you determine more situations as good opportunity versus God opportunities. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, God, what are you asking for?
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like that all relates back into you just consulting God with everything in mm-hmm. general anyway, or asking God what's the right move to make and how to go about it, and God will give it to you.
And I think also on that note, I feel like we have a say.
You don't have no say.
And when I say you don't have no say, you do.
You do.
Because God, he gives us choices. We can make a choice.
But if you really love God, his say.
Yeah, when you love God, you don't got no choice.
Yeah.
Like, that's why Paul always says, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a slave. Not in a bad, not in a negative connotation. In a good way. I'm a slave to this. I wouldn't want to do anything else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm yoked to this. I'm bonded to this. I'm binded to this. So, yeah. This is crazy, though, because I'm actually sitting and thinking about it now. Like, some of the biggest things and some of the biggest inconveniences, some of the biggest things where I said I didn't ask for this, I need it. Like, God got glory. God got glory and I got strength. Most of the things that I say I don't ask for, I didn't ask for. God got glory and I got strength.
Just the added on thing of being in his presence.
Yeah.
You'll come to realize that too. The more you're in his presence, the more you're just walking in the path that he has you on.
Yes.
Like, sometimes following God will feel like you're just following blindly. It's like, God, I'm just following him. Whatever you do, you do. And it's like, I'm getting favor just because I'm following you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting new perspectives. I'm getting new strength. I'm getting new wisdom, understanding because I follow you, because I love you so much that I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do. And with that, we basically, in a way, overlook all the things he's already been doing along the path of where he has taken us. Because you may not have seen it for yourself, you can't overlook the blessings that have came with you walking on the path that he has set for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tend to overlook that. We'll tend to forget it. Be like, dang, like, yeah, we're doing this, but like, all those opportunities that have been coming our way wouldn't have been here without God say, like, without his say so.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these doors would be open.
If I say,
everything. Like,
you take that, you take the thing away that we may be complaining about, and this goes for anybody.
Yeah.
You take that thing away that you're complaining about, how many more doors are shut, though?
Facts.
How many more people don't you meet?
You don't know.
How many more lives you don't impact because you said, I don't want this? And God's like, okay, I'll remove it. You know what I'm saying? That's actually crazy. How many people, like, you know, people we won't meet? We wouldn't meet if bro, this didn't happen?
Wouldn't know phone numbers, everything.
We wouldn't know nobody in this room, technically, honestly.
No cap.
Like, on an intimate level.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't know nobody
in this room. Yeah.
That's insane to actually think
about. It's a direct cause. And I love what you said on one of the very first episodes of More Purpose, is where we talked about the Doctor Strange thing.
Yeah.
And we have to realize that God's looking at it from such a high point of view that he's realizing, like, if you went this way, this is all the different outcomes that could have happened. If you go this way, this is all the different outcomes and stuff that could have happened. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
God, keep leading the way, boy.
Listen. Leading the way. Not for real. We all good?
Yeah, I think
we want to pray. We can pray out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely want to pray. We hope that you guys were impacted by this episode and that you got a new posture shift. I think the biggest thing is, I think that's why God says in Romans 12 to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. And we have to change the way we think. We have to change the way we look at things. We have to change the way that we perceive things, not from our own point of view, or the world's point of view, but looking at it as God sees different things. So,
facts.
I'll pray real quick. We out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. You ready?
Yep.
You got something you want to read?
I was about to shout out to Shira.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Shira.
Yeah.
God's been new shirt out right now. Go cop that. You know what I mean? Her Instagram is God's Vision 03 on Instagram. Go cop that. Go blow the whole page up.
Blow it up.
Blow the whole page
Stellar
up.
Out.
sell her out of everything she got in there. The shirt is dope.
That shit is hard too.
That shit is crazy.
I like that gray.
The charcoal gray?
Yeah.
Same as my car.
That's ain't hard.
That is hard. And then Marlon got on the Child of God shirt.
Yes, sir.
Followed him on Instagram, underscore shop Child of God on Instagram. Go cop that. And that's all I got. Cool little advertisement.
You a lot. If anything else comes to your mind after we pray, bring it up.
Yeah. So what?
I was saying if anything else comes to your mind after we pray.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, bring it up. But yeah, all mine's clear. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you even now, Lord. We thank you, O God, for speaking through us on this episode. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your presence that was present in this episode, oh God. Lord, we just pray even now for people that are going through different things, trials, tribulations, loss, pain, suffering, and they don't understand why they are going through it. Lord, first, we recognize that you are sovereign. We recognize, oh God, that you are the King of Kings. We recognize that you are God. We recognize that everything that we go through, everything that happens in our life does not catch you by surprise, but you are sovereign, Lord. You are the King of Kings. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher. Absolutely. So we know, God, that you wrote our story. You're still writing our story, and you already finished our story, Lord. So, Lord, we just give your name all glory, honor, and praise, oh Lord. We ask, oh God, if you could just continue to align our hearts, align our minds, oh God, with your will, that we may see things from your perspective, that we may see things from your vantage point, oh God, that we won't look at trials and tribulations as just you're just trying to punish us, oh Lord, but help us to see it as you're pruning us. Help us to see it as you're refining us, that you're strengthening us in these moments where it doesn't feel good, that we may come forth, oh God, as reflections of you. So, Lord, we just thank you even now. Thank you for speaking through us, oh God. Thank you for the lives that were touched by this episode. And, Lord, we just give your name all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, my boy.
Yeah.
Great episode, family. That's a good episode. Before we close it out, y'all know the saying.
I was waiting for you to say
it. It's always more purpose. You just have to find yours. Yes, make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. Share with a friend.
Yeah.
Share it everywhere you need to share it. Not me. And
We now have Bible study streaming on YouTube. So if you miss any Bible studies, we are adding them to YouTube. We do Bible study every Monday at 8:00. All you got to do is go to the YouTube section and then hit live, and you will find the Bible studies up there.
But other than that, we gone. We love y'all. Sir. We appreciate y'all. Good to be back. Love.
Love.